Hey guys, welcome back to Spirituality for the Real World. First, I want to say that I hope you're all doing amazing and thank you for tuning in. Today, I want to talk about the concept that is real is rare, but it actually might not be as rare as you think it is. If you really break it down, and incorporate another concept, which is that your vibe attracts your tribe, I think it'll release a lot of the pressure attached to your search for like-minded people in your community and in the world. Once you've gone through a spiritual awakening, you know, it can feel really difficult to go do the things that you were doing before you woke up. And I just want to say, like, it is hard because of what you've learned about the law of attraction and how the universe is always supporting us, but that is part of the work. And doing those normal life things post waking up is when the actual work begins. You don't have to change your entire lifestyle and move to Sedona in order to pursue your spiritual interests. You'll be surprised to discover that a lot of people possess the same qualities as you do, you just didn't know before, and now you just have to start showing up as your new self. So, once you reintroduce yourself into your life, you can expect that those people will be magnetized to you automatically. Your vibe literally attracts your tribe. And you will find yourself in the same places you used to go to, but that you're having different kinds of conversations and just seeing everything from a whole new lens. And that's okay, and that's good. Life is literally all about perception. You shouldn't have to chain yourself to one narrative. Allow yourself to open up to changing the narrative around an activity just because you are now showing up in it differently. Shining your light inspires other people to do the same, and this is how the energy of the world improves. You'll be more tuned into the energy around you, and then you'll start to notice that the people that are aligned with your frequency will more easily be attracted to you, and it'll be revealed more easily who is not vibrating on your frequency so that you can avoid wasting your time. Build connections with the people you vibe with and ignore the people you don't vibe with, right? And once you start showing up like this consistently, not only will new people, or honestly, just new versions of people you never tapped into before, will show up, but also more spiritually aligned opportunities and experiences will show up for you too. So I just feel like that's just, you know, something important to kind of touch on, because I don't want anyone to feel like after, you know, going through a spiritual awakening, like you can't still live in New York City and go to the same bars that you used to go to and care about, you know, the new restaurants that are opening and want to be seen and want to socialize and want to post on your Instagram. Like, doing all that stuff is still okay. You're just seeing everything from a whole new lens, right? And it also just forces, you know, other people to kind of evaluate, you know, their own experiences. And you give people permission to show up differently when you show up differently. You know, no one says you have to behave a certain way your whole life. We're all supposed to be learning and growing and evolving all the time. And every day is a new day. And I think that that's just something really important to stick to. So I think it's important to understand that, you know, it's up to you. You're creating your reality. You're not being controlled, really. It's really your responsibility to experience the kind of life that you want to experience. So go to that party, go shopping, you know, go to that place where you might not think the most spiritually aligned and woke people might be at, but you might be really surprised to find that they are. And as long as you're showing up that way, like I said, it gives other people permission to show up that way too, and you'll just automatically be magnetized to these people. And you'll start experiencing these amazing, eye-opening conversations and connecting with people on such a deeper level. And it just makes life so much more fulfilling. So I encourage you guys to, you know, show up this way and just expect the most out of life and expect your connections to just improve and blossom and feel like you're having conversations of value. And your connections are just rising in value, and you're feeling like you're really connected to the reason we all are here. So yeah, that's kind of just like a little snippet, I guess, that I kind of just like wanted to share today, about, you know, going through the spiritual awakening and not having to change your whole life. And, you know, if you feel overwhelmed in these situations because you feel like you know too much, or you're afraid that, you know, your vibe is gonna become lowered because, you know, someone around you is vibing low and you're really serious about vibing high, and you're afraid maybe that if your vibe is lowered, then maybe one of your manifestations won't come true. Just leave and go home and do a meditation and reconnect to yourself. The universe wants to see you win, right? They're not going to put you in situations, when I say they, I mean the universe, but I really mean your higher self. So you, your divine self, is not going to put you in a situation that you can't learn from and that's destined to fail. You know, there's no failing, really. You're either learning from the situation, and that's what, you know, what should happen if you ever feel like you didn't officially succeed. But that's a whole nother topic. But yeah, I just feel like you have those opportunities, and you can always go back to your safe space, and you can reconnect with yourself, and you can raise your vibe again. So don't feel discouraged if you end up in a situation where someone's energy is just not aligned with yours, and don't feel bad about, you know, removing yourself from that situation. And I just want to touch on the fact that, you know, your energy is sacred, and you don't have to share it with everyone around you. And if you feel like someone is lowering your vibe, then, you know, you can respectfully let them know, like, how you're feeling in a way that they'll be able to receive it. Because if they're not vibing high, you'll probably have to modify and customize the way that you remove yourself from the situation. So make sure you think about that. And that's just something you're going to have to master, because, you know, people are vibing on different energies. So yeah, protect your energy. Do, you know, your rituals when you get home, burn some sage if you need to, and then try again. Like, you don't have to shut out the world just because you're woke. We need people who are woke, you know, participating in these activities that seem so normal in day to day, because it just raises the whole vibe. And we need people like you. So keep doing you, and know that, you know, if there's something that you want to talk about, or you feel drawn to talk about with someone, it's probably because that person wants to talk about it. You know, it's all about really like your delivery, right? And deciding for yourself whether or not a conversation seems like appropriate to have or to be had, and who to have it with. So yeah, I think, you know, experiment a little bit and you'll get really good at detecting the people that are aligned on your vibe. It honestly, it just comes with practice. So trust your intuition. And I've seen it firsthand. You know, I read something and it's naturally in my awareness. And let's say I go out with my friends on a Friday night and we end up in a group of people and somebody else starts talking about what I read. And it's the best feeling ever because it's just like, wow, like it's in my awareness now. So it was like naturally magnetized into my life and into my social setting just because, you know, I declared that it was something that I'm interested in. And that's kind of how the universe works, right? Okay, so that's pretty much what I wanted to talk about today. I hope you guys found this helpful and just took something out of this episode that helps you feel more comfortable on your journey and doesn't make you feel like you have to change your life and eliminate a lot of your favorite things, because you just have to open yourself up to the possibilities that will come to you naturally and flow into your life once you wake up. Okay, guys, take care. Bye.